Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Good evening, folks. You're back here listening to Union Redskins football. And as you hear it, this is Zach Jones. Rick Corey's out on TU Hurricane football, and Chris Lincoln is on vacation. So we've got the Jones boys here doing color and stats. And as we take the snap here, we go back for the pass, and C.J. Moore, oh my goodness. Grady Davenport drops back on a quick snap and just goes man on man. C.J. Moore down to the end zone. A little bit behind him, but he goes up to make a catch. The guy's 6'4", probably jumped 10'5" to get that one. And B.J. Adams undercut C.J. right at the goal line. And it looked like C.J. might have made a play on it, but ends up popping out of there.
Yeah, and they threw a flag, and I'm really not sure what they're going to call on this because the contact was made after he caught the ball. I mean, it was a hard hit, but we'll see right here.
I don't know if they're going to call pass interference. So maybe there was some hand fighting on, you know, that we didn't see as that was coming at. Go ahead, Doc. What do you got down there?
Well, it happened right in front of me, and he put a lick on him just as he was trying to hold on, get the ball to him. I think it was a legitimate pass interference.
Davenport takes the snap back, hands off to Shamari. Shamari tries to cut out to the right side. He's going to one man to beat. Big block by Kyrie on the outside, and he's in the end zone. Are they going to give it to him?
Yep.
And they are. Kyrie,
speed.
Kyrie makes a great block to the outside there, and unbelievable speed, like
That's
you said, Richard. What a great job of the Redskins. Just true determination to get in the end zone.
Yeah, and Joshua Carruthers is trying to cut that angle on him outside and has the angle, and he just goes right around the outside. Kyrie, like you said, made that block, and he dives in on the outside, and just a great athletic play.
Yeah, he had one man to beat that actually had him dead to rights for a tackle at a loss or no. And, I mean, Shamari, like we always speak of, is just determined, but gives him a left-hand stiff arm. And, again, great block on the outside by Kyrie. Hadn't made a catch tonight, but he made two or three great blocks as a receiver out there. I like to put his name out there as much as we can. Kyrie Richardson, great job. Well, here we go with Noah Rauschenberg back to make the kick again for the PAT. And the ball is set, and the kick is good. So that puts the score 23-0. We'll take a quick break. News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
We want to welcome you back to Union Redskins football. And we'll do a quick Rick Corey update for you. Richard Johns and the Johns boys have the update for us.
Yeah, it looks like SMU marched down the field really quickly, scored on a short two-yard run, and then TU came down. Redford Jones kicked a field goal.
The kickoff goes back to the Lions. The Lions break a couple tackles out to the 35, break through 40 to the 41-yard line. So they bring back for their best return of the evening. The Lions trying to fight back out of this one as they're down 23-0 early in this game.
Yeah, and then so just to get back to you, looks like SMU just scored on a 45-yard pass, so it's now 14-3 SMU over TU. Always a tough game between those two.
Absolutely. Great rivalry there with the SMU and some awesome basketball recruits they've been getting here out of the Union Redskins. So Detweiler takes back, takes the snap. Uh-oh. Goodness.
They tried
a little pull a little trickery out of there. The old flea flicker. They hand it off to Fogel. Fogel gets back to the line of scrimmage and tosses it back to Detweiler. And Detweiler has a man downfield wide open, able on that trickery. But that flick was just not enough. Just not enough. And Detweiler had to lay out to catch that one. So they're going to be second down and 20. Detweiler resets his line of scrimmage. One to the left, one to the right. Handoff up in the middle goes Fogel. And big Jordan Kelly sticks his mitt out there and brings him to the ground.
Union defensive line is getting the penetration and just shutting that the running game down.
It's going to be tough for these guys to try to run on. We got Jordan Kelly, Lee Barnes. I can't tell who's on the right side right now. Choose the Baycheck. They flip around. But that's at least 850 pounds worth of muscle. That's not something easy. So Detweiler resets. He's got an empty backfield. Three to the right, two to the left. He calls his play from the sideline, and we got a whistle. Timeout on the field. It's going to be their second timeout. We're going to go with a quick here break for this break. Let's go ahead and keep it here. We can talk about this screen. We want to keep talking
this
about
new technology going on.
This technology is so awesome. The Johns boys kind of spotted this, and I really hadn't seen it except for in the NFL. So down here on the sideline, we've got the offense and defensive lines and the backfields. So when the offense is on the field, the D line breaks up, and the D goes on one side of the line of scrimmage, and the athletes,
the skills
and D backs go on the other side. And so they've got their coach down on the field, and they're looking at huddle, and they've got plays broken down just like they would in the NFL. So they've got six guys on both sides of these two TV screens, these 37 to 40-inch
screens.
TV screens.
Looks like they're playing PlayStation, but they're breaking down the game as we're playing. They didn't have that when I was playing football.
Unbelievable. Well, we're back here on the live play, and Detweiler takes a snap back and a quick throw to the outside. A little 5-yard hitch route to his favorite target this evening, number 80. Number 80 tonight. His name is Braden Sloan. Braden comes down with the second or third reception of the evening, but they've tried to target him a couple times. Detweiler resets his line of scrimmage. The snap is back, and a quick pass comes over to the right side. Trey Brown. Trey Brown sheds his blocker and comes up with it.
They were short of making the first down there, so the ball will go over to Union.
They're really close to that first down marker. I wonder if they'll measure it, but we all know what's going to happen.
It, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the second one we've seen this year.
The umpire's already said it.
They're bringing them across.
Oh, my gosh. They're going to measure.
We're going to get some chains out.
This may be the first time that we've seen the chains come out on the field all year.
We missed a couple games, but I think we've seen it. I think we've seen it once. We talk about that all the time.
Interestingly, as the umpire was walking over to the ball, he was waving, go ahead, give it to him. He got closer, and he said, well, okay. Let's go ahead and measure.
We're going to measure it up. So it's not something we see too awful much anymore, but here comes the chains. They're going to mark it. I wonder if they remember how to do this.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen a reprise of this just the last couple weeks in college football that they've been doing a little more of it.
And they've missed it by about an inch.
About the diameter of the down marker stick.
That's about what it looked like, huh? Well, there it is. Turnover on downs. The Lions head off the field, and the Redskins head back on. Let's see if we've got Davenport back on. Looks like he's on the field for this snap again. So the Redskins will take over. It'll be first down on the 50-and-a-half-yard line. So short field, there's 90. Well, it's...
Wouldn't that be the 49-and-a-half?
No, 50-and-a-half.
Oh, okay.
Going that way.
Sure.
Okay. Did you play Canadian football?
They have 50-and-a-half yards till the end zone. It's 9 minutes and 37 seconds to go before half, 23-0. The Redskins have the lead. Davenport takes his men, puts them down, drops back to pass. He's got a man wide open, and just wasn't able to get it to him. That's Kyrie Richardson, beats his man to the outside. Kyrie was man-on-man out there with number 23 for the Lions. And
that's Rashawn Johnson.
And had no chance of catching Kyrie on that one. But wasn't able to connect. Just a little bit under, maybe underthrown, kind of the angle of that one. I wasn't sure if it was just the wrong angle or what, but wasn't able to bring that one in.
Yeah, we don't see Kyrie beat people with speed just too often. And usually it's his athletic ability that really makes him elevate.
Snap is back to Davenport. Goes to Shamari up through the middle. Shamari's going to pick up, it looks like, 10 or 11. He's going to reset the chains.
You know, University of Tulsa's got to be real happy with that recruit.
You ain't kidding.
He has such great vision when he goes through the line.
They're going to give it to him again here to the outside. Quick snap goes back to Davenport. Shamari goes off to the left. He's going to pick up another 10 or so. Looks like we're going to reset the chains again. Looks like he picks up 12 on that one.
The other thing I like watching him run is he always, when he goes down, he always goes down forward. You know, so many backs, when they get stood up, they fall backwards. He is always leaning and going forward when he goes down.
You attribute that to a lot of things, power and determination. Here we're going to hand off again. So the Redskins up the tempo, they're going to move the ball down the field and reset as quick as they can. They're trying to get this one in there with 9 minutes left. The score is 23-0. The Redskins are moving the ball down the field in a fast manner. They reset, and they've got Kyrie to the left, Trey Brown to the right. Shamari takes another handoff off to the right side, makes a cut, takes up about six. He's going to pick up another first down.
I'll ask you, because I'm usually doing stats during these games, it looks to me like the offensive line has got a little bit tighter gaps tonight than they normally do. Don't they space that just a little bit more?
Well, you'll see that depends on, too, what defense they're seeing. So you're noticing what you're picking up there is the Moore knows that they're going to run the ball, and so they put another man down on the line of scrimmage. And what happens in those cases is you've got an extra slot, extra man, so that they've got to kind of. They still can outman them, but that's the reason you see that, Mr. Richard. Good spot. So here they go, lined up again. Shamari up the middle. They take it off the right side, off the right guard, and picks up 9 more yards on this one. So Shamari right, Shamari left, and just reset the downs. I actually said 9. They're going to give him 10 and reset for the first and goal.
And that extra man they're talking about is Billy Wilcox. And Carlos Berrios in the center is absolutely manhandling him right now.
They reset. Put a man in motion. Shamari to the left. Beats a man. Drags him into the end zone. And Shamari Brooks for another touchdown.
You know, this it's kind of like watching the old OU when Switcher was coaching. He said, you know, I'll line up my 11 against yours, and I'll just run at you and see if you can stop me. And you kind of see the same thing. You just get the saying, Moore knows they're going to run. And they continue to just run right up the middle and just keep pushing them out of the way.
Yeah, you've got the big line of scrimmage up there. You know they're going to do it. I mean, they ran against Owosso last week just about as much as they wanted to run. And you know, watching that film, they're not going to change anything. So they come in with another man, put him on the line of scrimmage, and just try to buckle you down, and they're just beating him man on man. Snap back for the extra point is up, and it is good. So that puts the score 30-0. We've got still 7 minutes and 50 seconds left in the second. You're listening to News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG.
There's a reason that Air Comfort Solutions is Oklahoma's largest and best plumbing, heating, and air company. It's because we service the entire metro area with a guarantee of your satisfaction or your money back. From Owosso to Jinx, from Sepulpa to Broken Arrow, and everywhere in between, Air Comfort Solutions is fully staffed 7 days a week, ready to help. Wherever and whenever you need a solution to your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning problem, your winning call, aircomfortsolutions.net, 743-2300.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Ford Powerstroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Well, you were listening to Union High School Redskins football at KRMG. This is Zach Jones coming to you live this evening. Rick Corey is at TU doing the Southern Methodist and the Hurricane game. And Chris Lincoln is out, so got the Johns Boynes and Zach Jones doing this game. We've got a game here tonight. Beltway 7:50 left in the second, 30-0. Rauschenberg steps back to make the kick. The kick is up and fielded at the 5-yard line. And they're going to go ahead and either call him down.
I think he called a fair catch.
Oh, I think he was trying to call off his call off his buddy and say, I got it like a center fielder, and they're going to call him as a fair catch on the 5-yard line. We've got the score now for TU, so Mr. Jones, why don't you bring the score to us?
So it looks like James Flander just ran in for the Hurricane, a 61-yard touchdown run. Big plays have been something that's been keeping TU alive all year, and James Flander does not disappoint.
Let's just hope they don't try and spot SMU like they did Fresno a couple weeks ago.
But they came back. I mean, what an incredible comeback.
I can go ahead.
What he's saying is he didn't actually signal the fair catch. They made a mistake. So let's just re-kick it again.
I can tell you that in history I've never seen that.
I have not either.
So, OSU wants to take that last play back and say that didn't happen.
Central Michigan,
for sure. They're going to give this one back, and the referee's hugging the receiver back there. I think it's number 8 or 9. I can't tell.
Sorry, my bad.
8.
But he's saying,
B.J. Adams.
That's mine. You get one on me. I don't know if they pushed the clock back up. No, they took 2 seconds off, but that's not a big threat. But they're going to go ahead and kick it again. So the refs made a mistake on that one. First time we've ever seen this one, but no time to say they can't take back mistakes, right?
Wow. Okay.
I like it. So Rauschenberg's going to try to put this one in the end zone this time. And it goes back down and kicks it 1 yard less. And they make the reception. And there's a great tackle there on the 21-yard line by number 32. Good hustle on special teams. And Elijah Tomlin hustles down there and makes a great play there for a tackle on the 22-yard line.
Also, just got an update real quick from TU-SMU. SMU just kicked a field goal, so it is now 17-10 SMU over Tulsa.
Well, here comes. We're going to take a quick station ID.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG-FM, Sand Springs, KRMG-Tulsa.
All right, so we've got a quick handoff there by Detwiler to Fogle off to the right side of the line of scrimmage. And about 5 yards is what they pick up on that first down.
Yeah, what you're seeing a lot of the times, I know you're telling everybody you got one right, one left, or just lining up twins. They're lining up so hard and heavy and in that middle trying to run it.
Detwiler takes the snap back, and behind him tries to throw a back shoulder over to the left side there. Abel Wills Jr. is the man to beat on Trey Brown, and I'll tell you what, that's probably the best way you'll beat Trey Brown. You won't beat him downfield, but they throw back shoulder and just not able to come up with that pass.
And that was the only place he could throw that. You know, the idea, throw that back shoulder so that the defensive back can't get to the ball, and the only man to get there is a receiver. And the ball was where it needed to be. He just couldn't get turned around.
Detwiler puts a man in motion. Twins to the right. Man to the motion backfield. And hands off to Fogle up the middle. Again, wrapped up for not a whole lot of, not much yardage. Looks like, try to see who gets off the bottom of the pile. Number 94 is making the tackle on that one.
Well, Kyrie Fisher was in the backfield before the ball got to the quarterback.
And Corey Pierce makes the tackle. So we haven't seen a whole lot of his name called, but Corey's been in and out. When Bacek takes a break, Corey comes in the game. So good hustle there by Corey.
Maybe a little bit of extracurricular activity going on from Alex Wright.
Just a little bit.
He's getting a little hurt in the middle and let Jordan Kelly know he wasn't happy.
The Lions step back to punt. This one they're going to go ahead and get off the foot of the punter. And we do have another return man back. So pick that thing up about the 31. He's a hustle to the outside. Goes back about the 40-yard line, so about an 8-yard return on this one. And a secure tackle made there. Looks by Jax, I want to say
Sestic.
Yes, I want to say Sajak. But
that would be Pat.
Sestic, yes, but not Jack, right?
No.
Close. So Jack Sestic makes that as Landon is still going through protocol down there. I guess maybe he's got a little bit harder hit than what he'd originally imagine, so.
But the nice thing is that, and we have such a great medical staff here, that they have the concussion protocol that they put them through to make sure they're safe.
That's good. So, Devin, take Courtney Holmes, I guess, is in the backfield now for the Redskins, and the first handoff goes right to him right up the middle. And for a gain of maybe they're going to give him one. I'm not sure they're going to give him one just
yet. Looks like no gain.
So Grady's still in the game here at the quarterback position. We've got quads group to the right, empty backfield. Grady's scrambling around to the right, and you can tell he's a little ginger because he didn't get loose there. But they were going to go one-on-one down here. C.J. Moore, number eight. Who's number eight? We've got a man-on-man. They're just going to say C.J.'s going to go beat you down the field.
B.J. Adams would be that guy out there. But, Carruthers gets around the outside and unblocked, comes right around and takes down the quarterback. And yeah, I mean, you got to have some. That's why you have somebody back there to pick up that.
Yeah, if you're empty, you've got to either get rid of it loose or out-man them. They go back to Jordan. That's a great mix and match there. They go twins to the left, and Jared Nichols and C.J. Moore on the bottom side, and they do a short route over route, and B.J. Adams is the man that they beat on a little post, quick post there, and Grady picks up the first down.
Same guy you were talking about just then. Looks like they're going to pick on him a little bit now.
They reset the offense. They've got twins to the right, and a little motion by Nichols to the right side. Grady steps back, throws back to Nichols on the outside, moving him across the field, and there he goes, picks up 15 yards to the outside for another first down.
And how about the action on the cameraman out there, man? He just got flattened. Oh, no, that's it looks like
guy.
That's a little old man, and he looks like he's hurt a little bit there, too. And Jared just came running out there and ran right over him, didn't even see him there. That's tough.
A little guy over there watching the action got a little more than he anticipated, but he's up on his feet and smiling, so that's good news. Well, the Redskins take the snap back to Holmes, and Holmes leans forward for two or three there in the middle of the line, and it looks like we've got some laundry on the field.
You see what happened over there?
The ump's giving the old wrist grab. I think he's either hurt his wrist or they're going to call holding on the Redskins on this one.
Where it was thrown, it's usually going to be a hold.
So instead of second down and three, it's going to be first down and 20.
You know, we were talking earlier that Moore was really crowding the line, trying to force them and stop the run. And you see now that they're backing up just a little bit more. The more the Union throws, the more they back out.
Yep, and they're calling the chess match here. They put three back on the line of scrimmage, on the defensive line of scrimmage. And
blitz.
And the Redskins put four wide, so they spread it out and said, let's just see what we can do here. So Davenport in the backfield. Takes the snap, hands off to Holmes. Holmes tries to get something off the left side. Not a lot moving, may pick up one or two.
Yeah, and there's stuff in that line. You know, half the time they're getting the running back with 1 or 2 yard gain or a no gain. Just like you were saying earlier, Richard, every single time they're getting something. You know, they're not getting tackled for loss much.
Davenport back in the backfield, reset, still going four wide, so the Redskins are spreading it out as much as they can. Got a new running back, Mr. Darius Boom is in the game.
Boom.
Darius Sonic Boom is going to make his presence known. The first one, they're going to throw right to C.J. Moore down the left side, and he gets the catch. He's going to pick up just almost enough for the first down, so that's about 16 he's going to pick up on that one.
Great concentration on that catch. He knew he was going to get hit, and he still just held on to the ball.
And Dylan Buckeyes, the guy that they beat, making the play on the catch as well. But
you're going to get good at calling his name tonight.
The first one was a shocker. After that, it's inborn. Davenport back to the top. They're going to go cover two. And oh, my goodness. Almost the catch. I'll tell you what they did there. They got a corner pressed up on C.J. with the safety over the top and just wasn't able to come down with it.
Yeah, and, you look at it's, again, Dylan Buckeye, and you look at the matchup there, and C.J.'s got height on just about any corner or safety.
About 10 inches.
Yeah, exactly. So they just try to throw it over the top. He got two hands on it, just wasn't quite able to make it down. Good job by Buckeye, though. I mean, making a big hit.
Well, 3 minutes, 54 seconds left here before half. We've got the Union Redskins driving. Davenport takes the snap, hands off to Darius almost breaks loose.
That kid is so impressive.
I tell you what, Darius, great job up in the middle, having a little hole to run through. Damian Dunlap is the guy that brings that down. Damian's had a few tackles this evening and making it exciting. But, man, I tell you, Darius, every time he's touching the ball, he's reminding himself of Barry Sanders trying to get in the end zone.
And a sophomore. Yeah, 15 years old.
Davenport again, back to hand off to Boone. Boone spin move at the 2-3. Bumbles and rumbles, puts himself in the end zone. Outstanding. What a run again. Good blocking up front, but what a run.
And what a spin move. You know, he comes into the outside, and the hole is over to the right, but he spins left just as someone's trying to get a hand on him in there and breaks just right over to the other side and takes it right into the touchdown.
The maturity of his vision, his age, is very impressive.
He's got a lot of energy and a lot of power behind that guy. I'd like to see his work ethic in the weight room for being 15 years old and having that much ability. He's got exciting to watch him play and see what he's got in the future. We're midway through the season, and it's exciting to see the Redskins run game is just outstanding.
Wouldn't mind seeing him at 11th and Harvard.
Well, you were saying earlier you're excited to see him at TU, and I think TU's saying, hey, keep it down. Don't let anybody know about him,
right? They're taking Shamari Brooks, but I'd love to see him take Boone as well.
Yeah, I think that if Boone's up for pickings, he'll be going a little deeper. So the kick is up, and it's good. That's going to take us to 37-0 with 3 minutes left in the second quarter. You're listening to News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Switch to U.S. Cellular and get 7 gigabytes of data per line for only $49 a month with a strong signal wherever you go. Maybe even too strong a signal.
So get the most out of all your devices with 7 gigs for only $49 a month from U.S. Cellular.
Requires new retail installment contract, device protection plus credit approval, and $25 activation fee. Other fees and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Switching pays off at U.S. Cellular, located at 808A East Taft Avenue in Sepulpa, or 430 West Wakiwa in Sand Springs. Locations and store directions at uscpremier.com. See store for details.
Ideal Feet is the place for relief of your plantar fasciitis at the same location as always, 61st and Mingo. Ideal Feet, the only store you can get instant pain relief at 61st and Mingo. Don't suffer another day with foot pain, back pain, knee pain, or hip pain. Get guaranteed pain relief even before you spend a dime. Ideal Feet, still at 61st and Mingo. Ideal Feet, not good, but great pain relief to get you back to your normal life. It's time for Ideal Feet. 61st and Mingo, your foot care specialist.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Well, folks, we're back. This is Zach Jones. You're listening to Union Redskins football. And you're watching an onside kick as it's going. The Redskins coming back 37-0 with 3 minutes left in the second period. And as Noah Rauschenberg steps back to kick that one off, he kicks a high looping onside to the right side, and the Moore Lions got the catch secured for their capture.
Come to me.
We're going to go down to Doc on the field to see what he's got down there on the as an injury check.
Yeah, Landon Wood will not be back tonight. Dan Newman, the trainer, just confirmed that. Not that it's really bad, but they're just not going to put him out there, and they don't need him right now.
Thank you, Doc. That's good job there by Newman. Newman always takes precaution first, which is always good for these guys. Detweiler steps back there, take the handoff, tries to run up in the middle. Is that still Fogel?
That's Fogel. Still Fogel.
Fogel just a couple yards. Again, big tackle there by Lee Barnes in the middle. And 94 again. Putting his. I told you I was going to remember him. Corey Pierce. Bacek resets his man. Twins to the right, one in the backfield. Back to Fogel, off to the hands off to the left, runs to the right, picks up a couple more. So there's another trying to run up in the middle over Lee Barnes is not a great idea. Darius Thornton also getting up off that tackle. That's going to bring a third down at about 5.
And, you know, we mentioned Darius Thornton and a couple of the linebackers getting in there. But even when they just come with 3, all they're giving up to Moore is, you know, maybe 2, maybe 3 yards. But there's not much that they're getting here.
Here we go. Detweiler resets the line of scrimmage. He's going to try to scramble to the outside, run the ball, and he does nothing but go backwards. So, look, they were trying to go to the quarterback and do a run, a lead run to the outside, take the corner, and the Redskins only brought 3 up front, and they brought enough power that all that they could do there is Detweiler run backwards.
Well, and so Detweiler takes it out the side, and Fogle's coming up to make a block, but he can't get his block. The receiver can't get his block. There's just too much power coming in and speed coming in from the linebackers of Union to get back there quick.
Yeah, they're not going to run him off to the outside. So the snap goes back for a punt. Looks like it may have been touched by Lee Barnes, but short punt then bounces off one of their own men about the 40-yard line and starts going backwards. So that's going to be a 22-yard punt. So the Redskins will take over now on the 41-yard line. So that's 59 yards if you're counting on the way to the end zone. You guys thought I was crazy when I said the 50-and-a-half-yard line.
Now it's the 59-yard line.
That's right. Now it's the 59.
We're talking about yardage going into
that's
the
right.
end zone.
That's right. We just count on the way in. That's how we do it in the offense. We don't know how many to zero.
Well, right now it's 37-0. And Union doesn't look like they have any signs of holding up. Of course, Kirk Fredges has talked about this a few times before, having that secure lead of 15 points, and that can be important in district play.
I think they'll go ahead and clear the 15 right now as Davenport takes the snap back, trips to the right. They do a double move with AK on the outside, holds on to the ball a little longer than wanted, tries to pick up CJ. Oh, that's Kyrie. Kyrie on a little hook route right in the middle. They did a double move with AK to the outside and just didn't have enough time to get it to him, and checks down to Kyrie, and it's been deflected.
And Marcus Nickel did a great job getting a hand inside there on Kyrie and knocked it down really quick.
So you see Union here trying to extend the pocket a little bit, put Davenport on the run, and honestly, I think you kind of work on some plays like this at this time in the season and put him on the move and just see what's going to work for you. So they put him back in the backfield again. Davenport, handoff to, we'll see who one of these running backs has a two and
still
another
Darius.
Number. Okay, Darius Boone still in the backfield. I couldn't see if that was him or not. So Darius gets the handoff and only picks up, I'm going to give him a gain of no yards there. George
Mendoza.
But not for that least amount, a little amount of yards. They go twins to the right as they set this one up and off in motion to the right. They're going to go man-on-man out here to the bottom. The pass is incomplete. So Davenport to Marco Jackson is incomplete, and that's going to be the first punt you see for the Redskins this evening. So they've not been stopped other than a field goal.
There must have been a miscommunication. I think Jackson ran that a little skinnier than Davenport intended that one to be.
And there's been a little bit of that this evening. Some of that may still be hindrance about the knee and how you set your feet and how quickly you release the thing. But he looked like he may have had a man wide open, but just wasn't able to connect. So Redskins step back to punt, and the punt's up. Gets a nice Union Redskins roll. Picks up an extra 7 or 8 yards on that roll. Ball's going to be turned over there on the 23-yard line for a 37-yard punt.
Yeah, you know, even when you look at the offensive series that Union just had, it still looks like the momentum is going in their way. And like you said, they're up 37-0. You try a few things, see what works. What I like to see is that you've still got the first string offensive line in, backing up Grady Davenport so that he can get some new receivers in, get Darius Boone some good looks, and they're doing a great job blocking up front for him to make some big holes.
I think you're right. I think you kind of mix and match and make sure you've got all these holes filled in so that you can continue to build the program. Here we've got the reset of the Lions. They've got twins to the right as we set the field, one to the left. Detweiler's on the move in the backfield, running backwards again, and he scrambles around back there, chased by three or four different Redskins. The pass is incomplete. Trying to go over and catch Abel Wills Jr., and Kyrie was back there chasing him. Bacek was back there chasing him. Looks like Shamari Brooks was playing linebacker. He's back there chasing him. They got the whole Union kitchen sink back there.
At this part of the season, how many do you put new plays in, or is your offense already set, or what are you doing here?
You're building off your base. You've got a consistent set of plays, and you just continue to educate the line and the receivers as they go. So Detweiler there takes a quick snap and tries to bring it right up the middle, picks up just about a couple. Shamari Brooks on the tackle. So we've got all kinds of new faces in there, and that's going to bring up a third and about eight
Well, we're used to seeing Shamari the last couple of years playing that linebacker, and he's always been good getting that speed off the outside, and there he just reaches his hand in and makes a tackle before he can get anything.
Well, they've got him playing stand-up end, so they're put one man down, which is Bacheck, and two standing up, Kyrie and Shamari. And I'll tell you, if that is not the fastest defensive end you've ever seen.
Oh, my God. And before the play even begins, Shamari's off the outside and takes the quarterback down quickly.
Well, folks, that's going to take us to half. The score, Union Redskins 37, the Moore Lions 0. And as we head into half here, it's been nothing but all Redskins. So you're listening to Union Redskins football on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
I had a dream to take every fifth grade student in Pryor School District to the Oklahoma City Science Museum.
Right now, when you open a new TTCU checking account, online or in person, you'll get $100. Plus, every check card swipe helps an area school.
Instead of just buying stuff, you're helping people.
Thanks for swiping.
Thanks, TTCU.
Thank you.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be open by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
When putting a team together, you want all-stars, the best players at every position. And that means the combination of 5-star fescue and new lawn starter, Fertilome. 5-star fescue is the all-star of turf that is blended for a rich green lawn that makes your neighbors green with envy. 5-star contains Dynasty for deep, rich color, and Crossfire 2 for its toughness and drought resistance. Cayenne provides great coverage and elite turf quality. Bravado exhibits excellent disease.